Way to go.
Yeah.
Okay. One step out. So, I'm continuing page Tough Kuf Pei Beis. The Neis Bitochen. He previously said that Kala Yisrael has a special koyach on Bitochen ingrained within us that no other nature has, nation has. It's been a hanhaga that Klai Yisrael has from the beginning adapted for ourselves. He discussed also that great maimed of jumping into the Yamsuf, which was Klai Yisrael's act of bitochen, which brought Kriyas HaYamsuf. The act of Bitochen was, I'm not even davening to Hashem. Hashem told me to go into the Yamsuf, I listen. I have clarity that going with Hashem will bring me success, even though it looks 100% the other way. According to the laws of nature, if you jump into water and you don't know how to swim, you drown. If Hashem tells you to do that, you understand that things will work differently. And that's what they did. They endangered their lives, but they ended up saved us the Kriyas Yamsuf, which remains with us throughout history as the example of how Hashem watches over us. But the important thing is what we get out of that Adayim Azeh is that Hashem watches over us. Okay, maybe Hashem watched over then. But the only thing we take with us is Hashem watches over us in a supernatural way if we have a supernatural connection with Him. Yeah, so this is something we take with us throughout life. We have these type of nisyonos of say really do 100%, but the way Hashem wants, whether it be in business issues, very often as the Yitzhara, to cut corners. But Hashem told me not to do that way. Oh, I know that's not the way Hashem would be happy with. So what do? We always look back for Yis Yamsuf. When you go with Hashem, under all odds, that's the thing that saves you. A person is very busy and can't find time to because they eat in the Torah. How could I take out a half hour a day for my business? I don't have enough time as it is. I'm non-stop working. That's one way of doing it. But if it says in the Torah, it's a mitzvah, used to be yom v'laylo. Now we find the time. Because we realize, once again, if I'm going with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though it looks like it's impossible, I can't do it, or I'm going to lose out from something by doing it. So that's we have the message from Hashem. This is what we have to do. And throughout history, we were zeicha to leaders that always made it clear for us. Sometimes enough clarity. I once met a person who said, "I don't know what Hashem wants." So I told him, "Ask your Rav." So he says, "No, I have to figure that myself." That comes as foolish. If you wonder what Hashem wants, maybe the reason why you're not interested in finding out what Hashem wants is because you have your ideas of doing things your way and you're afraid you're going to find out that He wants something that you don't want to do. So basically, you don't want to know what Hashem wants. Generally speaking, a person, a Rav, he's a serious Rav, dedicated his life to trying to find God, what Hashem wants. We have a better picture of what Hashem wants you to do than you want yourself, especially if he doesn't have your personal gears. Okay, so we talked about Kriyas Yamsuf last time. Now he's discussing Maim and HaSinai. That Maim and HaSinai was another display of the Bitachon that Hashem has towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. By Maim and HaSinai, Hashem asked Klal Yisrael, they want to tell you, and they said, Nasa v'nishma, basically saying that we trust you, Hashem. This is the greatness of that act again. All of us are afraid to go with Hashem. Who knows what he's going to ask from us? And we said, we know Hashem knows what's good for us. We don't have to get inside information. Yeah. This is where he brought that quote before from the Rosh. Bitochen is segulas Yisrael. This is the special nature of Klal Yisrael. Other Umas Olam don't have that. What does it say in it? Don't kill. What do you mean? My whole panos is from killing people. My whole power is from killing people. No, can't do that. Didn't realize. Fool! You think your whole panos has to be from killing people? Hashem said, take my Torah. I'll take care of you. No, they weren't willing to leave. Their ways, the way that they believed, was the way things have to be done. Once again, this is a muscle for us. Everything's our life. We say, I can't do it. I'm trying to get people for 18 years to come to learn on Fridays. And my voice is barely heard. I feel so bad. Not for myself, I feel bad for people. They don't realize that Kriyas Yitzchak 7 days a week is something essential, and you will not lose out from it. I remember a few years ago, I made a koyl, learning 3 hours on Shabbos in the afternoon. It's like the impossible thing. And everybody that went into it, I said, don't neglect your family. Set your set up. Take care of everything. Do things quickly. And then come to learn. Every single person that came to learn told me that it was beneficial for everything, and even for the Shalom Bayis. Because they did things right. And when you do things right, you can find time for everything. It's once again a matter of, is it impossible? Is it possible? Yeah. Kopanim, this is the nature of Klal Yisrael. We're able to jump into the Yamsuf, and then a few months later, we were able to jump into the Torah. We say this every day. Sometimes a person says, I can't find my place in Torah. Ovinu Malkeinu, we say Nava Rabba, Vavu Avisenu Shepotchu Bechovas Lamdeinu Chukei Chayim, Kein Tchonen Es Lamdeinu. You taught. Because of our forefathers that have Bitochen in you, and you taught them Chukim of life. Also, please give us the ability to learn your Torah HaKadosh. That's what we say every day. We remind ourselves that Klal Yisrael was zeicha to the Torah because botchu b'cho. We knew that Hashem would give us something that is perfectly matim for us and for our benefit. We weren't afraid. In the Gemara and Shabbos, it says when Klal Yisrael were makim nasa v'nishma, 600,000 malachi ha'shores. And each one of them tied 2 crowns on the heads of Klal Yisrael. Echad Nas, Echad from Nishma. Rashi says his crowns were Ziv HaShechina. Kosh Bochu rested his Kedushan Kol Yisrael. This kesa, this crown that each member of Kalei Yisrael got was a connection to the Kedusha of Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. It says that. In other words, bitachon basically means I fully rely on Hashem. And if I fully rely on Hashem, basically I'm fully connected to Hashem. If I'm fully connected to Hashem, then the Kedusha of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the light that shines, that keeps the world going and elevates the world, shines upon me because I'm connected to that. That's the power of Bitochen. I put myself in Hashem's hands and Hashem rests his Shechina upon me. Because afterwards, the famous Gemara, also about Stuki, that says to Rava that your Am Paziza, your nation that is quick at making a decision, you don't think what you're doing, you jumped ahead and said, Nasa Venishma. Basically, so Ravi was so involved in learning that he didn't realize that he was stepping on his own fingers and they were bleeding. And he said, you guys don't pay attention to what's going on. And the answer of Ravi was the exact opposite. We are full of Shlemus. And he said, you, the other way around, you are bugged him, you don't trust Hashem, and that is your downfall. Our shleimus, our greatness, is because we completely rely on HaKadosh Baruch. So when we jumped into Klal Yisrael, it didn't come from the fact that we were emotionally excited and we didn't think what we're doing. Sometimes people do things, even religious decisions, get all of it worked up and hear a fiery drush and they jump into it, make all type of kabbalas, which lasts for a few days and that's the end of it. Sometimes even the kabbalas of Yom Nayrim are not really according to our level and they also don't last. But that's not the right way to do it. The right way is we are excited, but the reason why we're making our decisions is because we have a clarity of the greatness of Hashem. Not being I forgot the word in English, but whatever it is, naive. It's not because we're naive. Rather, it's the exact opposite. The Goyim, they weren't naive, but they were foolish. They looked at the whole world, from their vantage point, they weren't willing to open themselves up to a bigger picture. The world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We saw the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the middle, we saw this amazing world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us and guides us and took care of us. So it's no, it's poshut. That's Bitocha. Bitocha is not one of the guy here. It's full of fear and he doesn't know what's going on, even so he believes in Hashem. Bitochen is, like it says, Tumas Yishoim Ta'anchem. The ability to see the bigger picture keeps us calm, peace of mind. Nothing's out of control because we're always living with the bigger picture, and which we're in the hands of Hashem. This is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. That's the goal that we have. We're working on Bitochen. Not just how to get through trying situations. It's how to see the true picture of life, every second of our lives. That we don't have to be afraid of anything. I said before, we don't have to be afraid to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. Not cut corners. We don't have to be afraid to do what we have to do. Take out the right amount of time for davening and for learning. We won't lose out from it, Adarabba. This is the most powerful prayer that we have. It brings us success in life. I've even seen, maybe I mentioned this before, the present situation, even when it's negated tzedakah, many people cut down the stalkers and can't have any kindness against them because this is the present situation. Especially, I'm talking about half a year ago, when suddenly the stock market plunged, which basically all it means is to reflect humanity's state of fear of the future of the world. Last March, April, whenever it was, the world, everybody thought the world was falling apart. And every society, people express their fear in different ways. I know certain individuals that even though things did not look good, they were misamits to give stock even more than before. You know, the people that had money, but it doesn't make a difference how much you have. When a person's in fear that he may lose it, the natural reaction is to shut down. There are some people that, once again, they said, look, Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave me now, what's going to be tomorrow, I don't know. And suddenly they got a tremendous Yad HaShemai, unbelievable. I look at it as in the Sfus of that Bitochen they had over there, Hashem paid them back immediately. You want to give tzedakah? I'll give you more to give tzedakah. And Baruch Hashem, Klai Yisrael continues to give tzedakah to these people. Some of them are taking care of the holes that were left by somebody else that aren't giving. It's just a matter of will I be zeicher or will somebody else be zeicher to it. Once again, wealth is something that Hashem decides. It's not everybody has it, and it's not everybody's nisayon. Baruch Hashem, many of us don't have any nisayon, so they hard nisayon. I'm using it as a muscle. Just of recent situations of people that the situation looked like this is not the right thing to do, but it's had a shame. It's sure that if Hashem would be here, he'd tell me, you know what, if you can do it, go for it. You have nothing to lose. I once saw a letter from the Chofetz Chaim in 1923 called Kisei Chofetz Chaim. It's a lot of letters of Chofetz Chaim fundraising for the yeshiva. And he has a letter there that to a rov in England, saying that till now I was relying on the Americans for support for the yeshiva. Can you imagine how much Radin yeshiva needed? It's a fraction of what any yeshiva needs today. But whatever it is, in those days it was hard to raise the money. You think you have a 100-year-old go to the Israel, everyone was throwing money at him. Same thing today. No one's throwing money at anybody. We have, should be healthy for many years. The Moshe Hill Hirsch, in his 80s, when the daily is still, till the corona, and I can't travel. He was traveling over months a year to raise money for his yeshiva. Anyway, that's Tzadikei Klal Yisrael. People in the 90s running around raising money for the yeshivas. Scheinberg, Abdel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, till he couldn't move anymore. He was 100 years old already going around America. You think people would throw money at him? He doesn't have to go anywhere. Anyway, that's human nature. But I was saying another example of bitochen. I get carried away with having Rachmanis on these Rosh Hashivas sites. I forgot the story I wanted to say.
The story of the
Chofetz Chaim. Thank you very much. The Chofetz Chaim also, he's Masrach, 1923, was also an older from the Zikni Ador. And he writes his letter to England that the Americans told me they can't support me anymore. Why? Because the financial state in America is not what it used to be. So I think to myself, look at this. Rachmanis on these people. 1923 was 6 years before 1929. 1929 was the time they really lost their money. But they were afraid. They're afraid they're going to lose their money. From 1923, kind of way, things were shaky already. They had 6 years. If they were to use those 6 years of giving the stocker, so they were given the stocker for 6 years, And then they would have lost it afterwards, but were they gay for those 6 years? What stuck are they gay? And Nebuch, they were overly afraid. And they didn't give for those 6 years. And they anyway lost the money. So really, like I'm saying, it was an Yisrael in front of Hashem. I'm sure some people did it right, but not everybody. And that's the thing. To assess properly everything we have, whether it be our time, whether it be our wealth, whether it be our benon lechaveir, our midas, our helping at home, all kinds of different things, our tefillas. If Hashem values this thing, we should give it the same value, price tag that Hashem gives it to us. Not be afraid that if we do things right, then we'll lose that for it. How about that? A person sometimes has to get aids from other people because sometimes the Yetzirah fools us. Like this, someone called me up once, spoke to me. They want to take on a big hiddur. They want to make challahs that are fresh from the oven. They finish baking half hour before Shabbos. Freshest challahs you can have. They want to take on this minig. And I said to them, my feeling is this is coming from Yetzirah. Why? Because the average household, unless you're very Masuda, Shabbos is pretty much, especially in the winter, close to the line. There are nothing going on to make sure you're in Masuda for Shabbos. You know, take on this hanhaga, you're going to drop everything, work on your challahs, and you're coming to the Shabbos a nervous wreck, and half the kelim that you used to make the challahs aren't even washed yet, and everyone's upset at each other why things aren't Masuda. So you lost out the whole spirit of Shabbos because of this thing. So obviously a person has to know what he can do and what's above his ability to do. But what I'm talking about is there's so many things that it is within our ability to do. And we know Hashem wants us to do it. We're not willing to open up our minds to see, you know, maybe there's a way to make it work. Like the Moshe I gave before about the Friday learning. It wasn't something that was above the Yicholus to do. And I'm saying the same thing. Person wants to take on himself to learn 10 hours on a Friday. No, I would not recommend that. It's too much. You have to help out at home also. There's a lot of things you have to do. But if a person does value it and speaks it out with his wife or whoever it is, and says, you know, we're going to make an effort and we're going to do it in a pleasant fashion, but we're going to value this ideal, then very often things we think we can't do. In any event, this is a thing we remind ourselves every day in our tefillah, a few times a day, every morning in Shacharis, at the end of Sukkot Zimra, and before Shemini Esrei, we go through the Kriyas Yamsuf. This is when we're saying it, we shouldn't just say it without thinking, and we shouldn't even just use it as a way of thanking Hashem for the miracles He did in the past, which is also good. But she uses an example of how these were times that we showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have such a high level of bitachon, we're putting our bodies in the hands of Hashem, that caused the nisim of Kriyas Yam Suf, and that we have to apply to our day-to-day lives, to our Shemoneh Esrei, and everything we're going to ask for and everything we're going to do in the course of the day. The second example of Klal Yisrael's bitachon was Asav HaNishma, and we said it also every day. Before we say Kriyas Shema every day, the Ava Rava, the love from Kodesh Bohu came out shining in its purest form because we showed Hashem our love to Him. We were willing to accept the Torah without any explanations in advance. We saw how clearly how much Hashem loves us. We're going with you, Kodesh Bohu. Botchu Becho. That's the bitachon that we need now also. At the end of Ava Rava, we may mention again, we're saying to Hashem, and remind ourselves we have bitachon in Hashem, and we're continuing that legacy of bitachon throughout history. That's going to bring us to rejoice in Yeshua's Hashem. Whether the daily Yeshua's that we see, because And we're putting ourselves in the hands of Hashem. Yeshuv v'dayla, Yeshuv v'dayla, Yeshuv v'dayla, Yeshuv v'dayla, Yeshuv v'dayla, Yeshuv v'dayla. Shalom
v'dayla. Shalom
v'dayla.